Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hosea chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. The Lord said to me, "Go, show your love to your wife again, though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes." So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver, and about a homer and a lethic of barley. Then I told her, "You are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will behave the same way toward you. For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods. Afterward, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days." Love that won't let go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Ever tried calling a pet that doesn't want to be caught? Like a dog darting through the neighborhood, ears back, tail high, zigzagging just out of reach. You call, you chase, you promise treats. Still they don't come. Now, imagine that pet is a person, someone you love, and they're running from you. Worse, they're running from God. That's the heartbreak of Hosea. God tells him to chase after his wife, Gomer, who keeps walking away from him, choosing anything but to be faithful. She's broken her promises, hurt their relationship, but still God says, "Go, love her, bring her home." Why? Because this is how God loves us. We wander. We mess up. We pick everything, video games, friends, sports, or other stuff, before him. And yet, he chases. He calls us back. He refuses to stop loving. He refuses to stop forgiving. Sound reckless? Undeserved? It is. And that's grace. Hosea's story is our story. A love so stubborn, so relentless, so committed that it doesn't quit when we do. In Jesus, God took his pursuit to the ultimate level, paying for our rescue, not just with silver and gold, but with his own life. If you've ever felt unworthy, ever wondered if God could still love you after everything you've done, you don't have to wonder. He's chasing after you. You are wanted. You are his. And if there's someone in your life who's running from him, don't give up on them. Keep loving. Keep praying. Keep chasing. Because that's what God does for us. We pray to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for chasing after us even when we run the wrong way. Help us trust in your love and reflect it to others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.